The top political spenders in Washington this election year include environmentalists, unions, trial lawyers, and business interests. But there's a group of influential players who don't necessarily show up on the campaign finance reports, lobbyists. They often work behind the scenes to guide campaign contributions on behalf of the interests they work for. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, it's another way that lobbyists exert their influence over the political process.
A decade ago, Jim Bolt was a successful contract lobbyist in Olympia. He had a roster of mostly business clients. In good years, his firm would gross nearly $1 million. In election years, he handed out money, campaign checks from his clients. Bolt had a ritual.
The day after Labor Day, I'd load the checks in my motorcycle, and I'd take off into a big loop into eastern Washington, and that was fun.
Motorcycle delivery.
It was a motorcycle delivery, yeah.
Bolt says he'd meet the candidates over coffee or a quick lunch.
And you'd say, hey, you know, these are from my clients and appreciate your work, and you're gone. It's a short little deal.
Going to the district and handing over the checks was just his style. Bolt's a face-to-face kind of guy. But he never quite got used to sliding the envelope across the table.
That dynamic is really awkward.
So why do it? Access. Bolt would often tell his clients,
what you're buying is a uniform. You get to be on the field. I don't know if you'll make the team. I don't know if you get to turn out today. But you're going to be on the field.
Now, not all lobbyists have a hand in political giving, but many do, and the lobbyist is often the architect of that giving because they're the political experts.
My value to the clients is knowing the whole game board.
Brad Tower is a contract lobbyist in Olympia. His clients include businesses and business associations. He often guides them in strategic political giving, and he often shows up himself at campaign fundraisers with a client's check in hand.
What the contributions allow me to do is to participate in different events where there is a cost of entry. Being able to make those contributions does allow me to build relationships with those individuals that carries over to session when they see me in the halls.
So far this year, lobbyists in Washington have reported nearly $6 million in political contributions, but that doesn't capture the whole picture. Lobbyists only have to report their clients' contributions if they deliver the checks themselves or if they're the one who makes the decision about political giving. Simply advising clients on where to give or how much to give doesn't trigger the reporting requirement. That means this realm of the lobbying business happens largely behind the scenes. Lori Anderson is with Washington's Public Disclosure Commission.
As far as are you ever going to know what contributions lobbyists have suggested be given? I don't think so, because that's not what our law requires.
But anecdotally, it's clear that lobbyists play a significant role in Washington campaigns and elections. I spoke with several prominent lobbyists who did not want to be quoted by name. One estimates he will have a hand in guiding as much as $1 million in political giving this election cycle. His clients have a serious goal, elect business-friendly lawmakers to the legislature. Meredith McGeehee is with the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C. It's a group that advocates for campaign finance reform. She says the ability of one lobbyist to guide such large sums of campaign cash gives them outsized influence.
That ability to deliver money that is so desperately wanted by the candidate so that they can keep their job is one of the most powerful arrows in the quiver for any lobbyist that wants to play that game.
And it's not just business lobbyists. Unions, trial lawyers, environmental groups, and tribes are among the biggest campaign contributors in Washington. They, too, employ lobbyists who, in some cases, help strategize political giving. The influence that lobbyists wield in Washington's capital troubles State Representative Reuven Carlisle. He's a Seattle Democrat who chairs the powerful Finance Committee.
The idea that these super lobbyists who have so much influence are not public officials is, in effect, laughable. They have huge influence, and everyone inside Olympia knows it. And the question is, should the public outside of Olympia know it?
Carlisle says the answer is yes. So why does he play along? He says as a Democrat in a safe seat, he has an obligation to help raise money that can go to other Democrats in more competitive districts. But he calls the whole situation obnoxious. That's his word. As chair of a taxation committee, Carlisle says he's seen firsthand the influence that lobbyists can wield in the legislative process.
There are examples where we tried to close tax exemptions, and there were two, three, four beneficiaries of handful of companies, but because of the sheer number of super lobbyists that they have working for them, it's simply been unsuccessful.
Lobbyists are quick to point out they don't have a vote. All they can do is plead their client's case. They also say that helping candidates out with campaign cash only seems fair. After all, the rest of the year, it's the lobbyist who's trying to beat down the politician's door. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.